Wake Me Up is made possible thanks to the generous support of our premium members and our sponsors. If you'd like to listen to Wake Me Up ad-free, get access to the entire catalog and bonus episodes, then check out Wake Me Up Premium. There's a 7-day free trial, so you can try it out before you commit. Now, before our episode begins, here's a quick word from today's sponsors. The biggest mistake that most people make in the game of life is that they believe in overnight success stories. They see whoever on TV and the interviewer says, "You blew up overnight." And probably it's their first time seeing this person, so they think it's true. It must be an overnight success story because I'm just hearing about them. But what you don't realize is that the interviewer's line only has a grain of truth. When you do something great, then all of a sudden, everyone starts to know about you. The spreading of popularity can happen very quickly. But more importantly, doing something great that's worthy of popularity, that definitely doesn't happen overnight. So don't be fooled. Those people who appear to be overnight successes have been hard at work somewhere out of sight for a very long time, preparing themselves, developing their own skills. See, these people are the ones who know the secret. They've got that magic trick. And the magic is this: the process. It's the system of developing yourself to the point where, given the right circumstances, you could be a quote-unquote overnight success. Now, this part is very important, so stow it away in your mind. Your desired outcome is a natural result of the right process. Let me say it again to let it sink in. The desired outcome is a natural result of the right process. And I can prove this is true with some very simple examples. If you throw a bunch of seeds into the ground behind your house and you just leave them, some may grow. You might get lucky, but you certainly won't have a garden. A garden takes time, care, and attention. You have to tend to it regularly to harvest the fruit. If you do, then you'll have a great garden. So you see, the desired outcome, a garden, is a natural result of the right process. Here's another one for you, and this one's really good for all you athletes out there. If you want to be great at a sport, we all know you can't just watch it on TV and expect to be the best. I don't care how athletic you are. And in the same way, you can't just shoot free throws and expect to be a professional basketball player. You have to have a bunch of skills. You need to know how to pass, how to play with your teammates, and you have to be in peak physical condition. And to get each of these, you need to show up every day, put in the work, and develop all of the aspects of your game. If you do that every day, if that's your process, then you're going to have a hard time not being good at basketball. So again, the desired outcome is a natural result of the right process. Now, let me give you one more example of a real person. Think about Oprah. There is a classic story of her getting fired from her first reporting job. Many people would have stopped right there and tried a different career. But Oprah understands the magic of process. She kept honing her reporting and TV skills. She learned to captivate people. She learned to tell a story. She put the process in place to develop the skills necessary to be a star. She knew that if she had those skills, nobody would be able to turn her down. And I don't need to tell you whether she was right or not. Her story, her success, her process speaks for itself. So there's the proof. The desired outcome is a natural result of the right process. So let's make this applicable to your life. Now, you might be out there hustling, grinding, putting the work in, but still stuck, frustrated. You see that fancy car you want, but your bank account isn't cooperating. Maybe you dream of starting your own business, but you're paralyzed by fear. That's when you need to analyze your process. Because remember, the desired outcome is a natural result of the right process. If you're not getting the outcome you want, then one of two things is going wrong. Either you didn't give it enough time and energy, or your process isn't right. And this assessment is hard because you have to be real with yourself. You have to look at yourself objectively and notice what your process is missing. Again, top athletes are a great example to highlight this. Obviously, as I said before, to be a professional athlete, you have to have your process right. You have to be working out, practicing all aspects of your game all the time. But the best athletes spend hours a day after practice just to make sure their body is recovering properly so they can avoid injury and have full energy tomorrow. They know that their body's health is the absolute most critical asset to their success. So they build in time and systems to take care of it. That's knowing every aspect of your process. Now look, I know you can't expect to know all of the ins and outs and have the perfect process from the start. Finding the right process is a process in and of itself. It takes time. It takes a few missteps. It takes humbling yourself and recognizing that you don't know it all, that you have more to learn. Because if you did know it all, then you would already be a success story. The funny thing is, the greatest success stories realize that they will never know it all. In fact, I just heard Dwayne The Rock Johnson say that the other day. Oh, and by the way, he's currently the highest paid actor in the world right now. So if he thinks that, then you probably should too. So my friend, the target you need to aim for is the right process. Once you figure that out, the goals you've been dreaming about, they will come. Plus, focusing on the process means you get to start celebrating the small wins, the daily improvements. You learn from every setback and every rejection. Because every experience, good or bad, is fuel for your journey. And that's where the real joy in life is. It's being one step farther than you were yesterday. It's looking over your shoulder and seeing your own growth and progress. The shiny objects aren't going to make you happy. They'll give you an initial burst of dopamine, but then you'll be on to the next thing. If you remember nothing else from this, remember this line. The desired outcome is a natural result of the right process. Hone in on that process, whatever it is for you, because if you do, not only will you be more successful, but you will be a whole lot happier too. And that is what you really want. Well, my friend, that's all for this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it and that it's been useful and motivating for helping you figure out how to move forward in your life. If you're enjoying the episodes from Wake Me Up, then it would really mean a lot to me if you took 1 second just to do two things. The first is to ensure that you're subscribed to Wake Me Up wherever you're listening. Believe it or not, only about a quarter of the people who listen to my channel are currently subscribed to it. My goal is to get that to 50%. Secondly, leave a comment or a review and let me know what your goals are, what you are trying to accomplish in your life. I make this channel to help you, and so it always inspires me to hear what your goals are. So thanks for taking the time just to do those couple of things. I hope to see you back here soon on Wake Me Up. And until then, go out and have an absolutely fantastic day.